This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. As always, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Or jump into our Discord on-air call-in line rooms, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us. The studio folks include me, Ian.
And me, Johnson.
And, well, me, Mark.
First up, we go to those Discord lines where Michael is on the line calling us from New Hampshire. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. Good evening.
Welcome.
I want to talk about the Facebook, this discrimination, anti-discrimination nonsense. I understand it's a private company and they can be silly. Just want to throw out a data point because my wife is a realtor in southern New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. As far as I know, the only full-time active realtor who also speaks Russian and one more language in the southern New Hampshire and the best. So what she tried to do on her Facebook page is to be more inclusive as far as, you know, she serves English customers and customers who speak any other language. But she tried to put some Russian text on her cover photo of Facebook saying that Marika is your Russian-speaking agent. And that was blocked and flagged by Facebook as
breaking
those rules.
What?
Right. They said it's too targeted or it's too for a specific ethnic group or something like that. I forget what
it was. And this was her cover photo? Meaning that... For listeners who aren't familiar, Facebook at the top of your page on Facebook allows you ostensibly to put whatever photo you want there. You're saying she put a photograph, a graphic that had text in the graphic, and somebody must have reported it, right? Because there wouldn't be a Facebook algorithm to catch something like that.
It was part of the image, superimposed within the image of a house, and it said, Marika's your Russian-speaking agent.
Right. There's no way. I mean, it seems very unlikely that Facebook's image algorithm is going to detect superimposed text in Russian and then, you know, translate
every Cyrillic letter. They go right after it. But I mean, these people co-opted our election, for God's sakes.
Maybe. Yeah. It's not that
bizarre.
Difficult. It's not that difficult to scan images either, Ian.
No, it's not that difficult to scan
OCR.
To scan images. That's true, but the more noise there is behind text, the more difficult it is. That's why those are you a human things, the captchas, that you have to type in characters, there's always like noise behind. You know, there's lines or dots or something like that behind the actual letters. Sometimes it's so damn noisy it's hard to figure out what the letters are,
right.
So it's so confusing as an actual human. So, I mean, to believe that they've actually got some kind of algorithm that's going to detect text over an image, translate it, and determine whether or not it's commercial-related text and somehow excluding some... I mean, that just seems too unbelievable. How long after she put up the image was it before they jumped down her throat?
I believe we tried to boost the page itself, and that's when they...
So it got reviewed. Okay. So to boost means when Facebook charges you to reach the audience that they used to just let you reach because that was the way
it used
to be.
That was the point of social media.
So boost is where you pay Facebook to actually hit out to the people that want to see you. And that means that there's a Facebook employee who looked that over and determined it was inappropriate.
Yeah, I'm sorry that happened to her. She's a great realtor. And, you know, the idea that she cannot offer a particular service just sounds ridiculous.
And outrageous.
Like you said, there's probably not another single realtor in New Hampshire that can service somebody who's more comfortable speaking Russian. If, you know, even if I speak a little Spanish, but if I were to go over to Mexico and attempt to do a real estate transaction, I would certainly need somebody who could speak both languages fluently.
Right.
So we got through this. This was flagged right away, I believe. But we wrote a letter explaining that we're trying to service people who are recent immigrants and who cannot speak English. And that allowed us to actually use that photo.
Huh.
and it's still there on her page. So it was, it must have not been a law mandated by the federal government.
No, it's just a policy. So they reversed their decision after you appealed it.
Yeah, a policy implemented by somebody who probably wasn't making minimum wage.
Right, and she services everybody. She speaks English, obviously Russian, and actually Georgian, but she's got clients who are immigrants themselves too, and they feel more comfortable sometimes, Vietnamese, Indian, Chinese, everybody. But we were trying to be more inclusive because, again, we don't actually turn anybody away. It's still a business decision to do so.
All right. Hey, thank you, Michael. Anything else you want to share tonight?
That's it, guys. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the call. That's Michael calling from New Hampshire on the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Jump on over into those, and you'll sound pretty darn good, just like that call over at discord.lrn.fm. Let's go to Bobby. He's calling us from Los Angeles, watching on our Twitch feed over at twitch.lrn.fm. Hello, Bobby.
Hey, how's it going? Hey. I was going to ask, what's your opinion on Obama trying to take a little bit of credit for the economy boosting? Like, I'm kind of neutral on this, but
Obama's like taking credit for the economy?
Yeah. I was reading something about it, that Obama's taking credit for the economy. Like, the economy's, like, up right now because of Trump or something. I'm hearing, like, different opinions from this. And I heard something that Obama's trying to take credit on the campaign trail or something, trying to campaign for people to vote Democrat. I just want to get an opinion on this because I'm kind of indecisive on what to think on it.
I'd say he could take some credit for it. First off, I like Bill Clinton's quote that a president taking credit for the economy is kind of like a bull rider taking a credit for the bull ride. you know, that
I'm surprised that he said that.
Well, I mean, ultimately, that's what it comes down to, is it's very difficult. But
Obama sold a whole lot of guns.
He did sell a lot of guns. There's no doubt about that. I mean, the economy went up. He didn't. You know, he got lucky or, you know, didn't touch the wrong places or whatever. It went up under him. It went up more under Trump. And I'd say they both can take some credit for it if they're going to
I don't think you can give credit to presidents in general. I mean, ultimately, if the government were to actually reduce regulation, that might actually increase the economic activity. It likely would. How quickly it would versus, you know, because I know that Trump's taking all this credit, but I'm sorry, I just don't buy that the government's been rolled back in any significant manner at all. I don't buy it. Politicians are liars, all of them, including Trump and Obama.
I believe you on that. I don't honestly think Trump's more of a politician. I just think he's
professional. Thanks and for the call. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Dumped out. You didn't make it to the air. Sorry,
just
buddy.
Just for the Twitch listeners, real quick, you're the only ones that can hear that stuff. We've got a dump button. It dumps it off the internet stream. It dumps it off the radio. It's a pointless waste of your time.
We're prepared for that. Anyway, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. We've been doing this longer than some of y'all have been alive. Just saying. All right. Let's continue here. We've got Sarah. She's in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Did you know that one of our cities here in New Mexico was actually ranked the top 30th for the best cities to live in? Over, of course, the population of 50,000 or over. So
which city?
It's Rio Rancho.
Okay.
Rio Rancho came in 30th.
It's not exactly the thing to be crowing about, but I mean, I guess it's not bad.
Yeah, it seems like if you make the list that you're probably in pretty good shape, but, you know, whatever. Why do you think that is, Sarah?
Well, one of the things that they had rated was that it was considered, like, one of the safest cities, like, even though it's right next to Albuquerque, it has very low crime rate. And, of course, Intel was
interestingly, that's considered a con.
What, so a low crime rate?
I Googled it. No. It says here, best places to live in Rio Rancho, New Mexico. Pros, arts and culture, attractive setting, year-round climate. Cons, crime rate, urban sprawl, economic cycle.
So you're saying the crime rate is high.
I guess it's bad, according to this.
It's certainly bad compared to Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine.
Sarah, I don't know where else you were going to go, but we're going to cut you off. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, I'm not really interested in hearing a top 30 list of where the best places are to live.
Top 30. We're just going to talk about New Mexico.
Right. Yeah, I'm not moving there. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up. You can bring up what you want.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We also have our Discord on-air call-in line rooms available to you. over at discord.lrn.fm with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And I want to make sure you know about the Tom Woods Show. He is somebody that a lot of libertarians got to know during the Ron Paul campaigns of 2008 and 2012. Tom's a New York Times bestselling author, and he's written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. Since September of 2013, Tom's been putting out his show, The Tom Woods Show, every single weekday, which means he's racked up over 1,200 episodes so far.
Yeah, that's a good number.
Big-name guests like Ron Paul, Judge Andrew Napolitano, David Stockman, and hundreds more, with topics including war, the Federal Reserve, net neutrality, the FDA, Austrian economics, and other subjects of interest to libertarians. Find The Tom Woods Show online at tomwoods.com or search for Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher. As we continue here, you're still welcome to comment on whatever you want. Do we wrap up the Facebook discussion? I feel like we did that.
I think so, yeah.
So let's change gears back into Venezuela, where there was a recent wage increase. You know, you hear a lot about the minimum wage.
It's fine. It's great to hear that people are finally going to be making more money in Venezuela.
You hear a lot about
now they'll be able to buy all the goods that they could not afford previously.
You mean the goods that don't exist because they haven't because businesses have gone
it's
under?
It's really just about price allocation. If you give people more money, they'll be able to spend more money and get more goods, right?
Well, not no. So there's a lot of misrepresentation and misunderstanding around the idea of the minimum wage here in the United States. There are a lot of protests that have been going on over the last several years outside of fast food restaurants where people are shouting about $15 an hour is a living wage, and that's what they want people to get. And, you know, it is designed to move somebody emotionally, to get somebody to think, well, people should get paid more. Yeah, of course they should. Well, it's a nice thing to think, but the reality of economics is...
That's not the way it works.
You can't get away from it, okay? You can try for a moment to rearrange the rules of economics, but economics will always follow, you know, a certain path.
I like to think of it as a river or a stream. I mean, pretty much everybody as a kid has played with some kind of stream or another and attempt to block it off. And you can leave the stream alone. And the stream will do what the stream does. You can put some rocks in the way, and the stream will go around the rocks. You can, you know, get all kinds of barriers in the way, and the stream will go around the barriers or go over the barriers or, you know, rush, build up and then push the barriers out of the way.
Yep.
But there's no stopping the marketplace. It's going to flow, and you're just attempting to redirect it. Now, you can take the stream, you can run it through a mill, and you can get value out of it and that kind of thing. And yeah, that can work. But this, you know, idea that you're just going to take people who are worth less and make them worth more through fiat, just by writing stuff on a piece of paper, that's Mickey Mouse economics, and you don't understand. Go vote for Bernie and be quiet.
So one of the questions we've asked people who support the minimum wage and increasing the minimum wage here on Free Talk Live is, well, why are you just pushing for 15? I mean, if you really want to help people, why not demand $100 an hour? And, of course, the answer might become more obvious to them then if they actually thought about it.
Some have said, yeah, that sounds good. Because that is the level of understanding of economics we've got here.
Right. If you think about it for just a little bit, you might figure out that if a business owner has to all of a sudden pay somebody $100 an hour who was previously making $10, that's a 10 times increase.
And well, that's so why we need a national minimum wage, Ian.
Therefore, they would have to increase their prices of the products that they're selling because they have to make that money back somehow. Because you can't price the products below the amount it costs to run your business or you go out of business.
Right. Now, if the business owner is rich, they go out and play golf. If they're poor, they go back and work in the marketplace and stop producing as much. They stop producing jobs and these kinds of things. The funny thing is that so many of these people don't care. They say a business owner is just a rich person, but they don't understand. Businesses in this country are put together. They're small businesses, and most small businesses are put together with people who cannot afford to not work.
Right. They're scraping by. They're working 70 hours a week.
You're just eating your own when you go after small businesses.
So here's the news. So we've talked about the U.S. minimum wage. Well, here's what's happening in Venezuela. According to Antonio Maria Delgado at the El Nuevo Herald, nearly 40% of all Venezuelan stores have closed. some of them perhaps permanently, after the government of President Nicolas Maduro increased the minimum salary by nearly 3,500% in one fell swoop, according to the National Council.
But that's going to fix the problem, because they'll all get paid more, right?
No, they went out of business instead. Because there's also price
controls.
But the
businesses that are in business will be so rich that they'll get paid the money, and then they can take that from them in taxes and then support the programs to pay the poor people, because those people will be making so much, they'll be rich. We just need to raise the minimum wage to $1 million an hour, and then there'll be some rich people that we can tax.
That's basically what they've done here, is raising the minimum wage to ridiculous levels. And according to the Council of Commerce and Services of Venezuela, that's resulting in companies which had barely been surviving. So remember, we're talking about the companies that were still alive somehow after this economy's been decimated already.
Some of companies are still surviving. Some of them can still find things to sell in a marketplace where nobody's shipping anything in. Yeah. People are barely working, and they're waiting in bread lines to get food. They're losing weight. Stop helping Maduro. You're a moron. You talk to birds. Shut up and leave people alone. Just sit in your office, smoke cigars, and please, for God's sake, stop helping. Tell you what. Get on the phone. Call Trump. The amount of time you spend chatting with him, he can't mess with us.
Anyway, they saw the salary increase and other changes announced last month as the fatal blow, a series of policies that have been gradually strangling their businesses. Maria Carolina Uzcategui, president of the council, says these decisions are leading many business people to say, no, I can't do it anymore, unquote. The problem is that Venezuelan companies are being forced to sell at prices far below cost.
Let's not forget that a business owner can't sell their business because there's nobody to sell it to.
Right. Who would want to buy a business in Venezuela?
When you go to business, you just lose everything you ever put into it.
Right. They're being forced to sell at prices far below cost, just as employee salaries have increased by 60 times, she said. So it's two really bad economic policies merged together now. So price controls, which we discussed earlier in the form of the price gouging discussion we had earlier
tonight.
Minimum
wage is a price control. I mean,
it's a price control on wage. Yeah.
Well, wage is one thing in the marketplace. You need labor in order to create things, distribute things, all these other things. Minimum wage is just another price control. It works as well as price controls work, which is to say, poorly.
Worse, the regime has banned stores from increasing their prices to cover the salary increases. So they want to have it both ways. They want to increase the minimum wage by 3,500%. And fix prices to where the business owner can't do anything at all to make up for this increase in the minimum wage.
Escape. That's what they can do.
Leave as soon as possible.
They should have been leaving, sadly.
Well, it's probably easier said than done, but many of them have been, and escaping across the border, for instance, into Brazil and, I think, Colombia. More coming up.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Will she or won't she show up? The woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of a sexual assault 36 years ago has still not said if she will come to Capitol Hill and testify at a hearing Monday. President Trump says he feels bad for Kavanaugh.
I feel so badly for him that he's going through this, to be honest with you. I feel so badly for him.
And the president goes on to say,
this is not a man that deserves this. It should have been brought up long ago.
President Trump also suspicious of the timing.
You don't wait till the hearing is over and then all of a sudden bring it up.
And taking a look now at your money, stocks surging on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gaining 184 points to close at 26,246. The NASDAQ up 60 points, and the S&P 500 tacking on 15 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live, inviting you to take control of the airwaves here and bring up whatever you want on the radio. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And there's our Discord on-air call-in line rooms that are open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. We're talking about the minimum wage, not here in the United States, although you can talk about that if you want, but in Venezuela, where not only have they combined a ridiculous increase in their minimum wage with another awful policy, which is that of price controls, but that has resulted in businesses just going ahead and finally throwing in the towel and giving up completely. Why bother trying to openly operate in the regular marketplace anymore? It's just too difficult.
If it happens there, it happens here. If it happens there on a large scale, it's happening here on a smaller scale. When you raise the minimum wage, mm-hmm. Some businesses are shutting down.
Yeah, that's true. The ones on the edge, the ones that are, you know, just barely making it, the ones that can barely get the bills paid at the end of the month.
And that means the employees there are going off to look for other work elsewhere. And they'll likely find it in this marketplace, but will they like their job enough? Presumably, if they were staying there, they were staying there for a reason.
They might find it in this marketplace, but they won't find it in Venezuela. So we're going to continue with that story. Also, I want to make sure you know about Anarchapulco coming up February 14th through the 17th. That's not that far off, actually. It's like, 5 months, I think, now at this point until February. And we're going to be there, Mark. You and I will be broadcasting from Anarchapulco again. It's a great event. We like it so much, we go there just for the cost of travel. Normally, you know, if we go on a remote, we charge, you know, some company wants to hire us to go and talk.
Gotten as much as $15,000 for it before.
Wow. Well, that usually includes advertising running up to the event.
It does.
We don't charge that much for the actual appearance.
No, we don't.
But we're actually relatively cheap when it comes to doing remotes.
We have to want to go, though.
Yeah, we really want to go, and we want to go to Anarchapulco because we've had a lot of fun at Anarchapulco. There's going to be great speeches there, of course. If you're into the speechifying, you'll get to see Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Doug Casey, Larkin Rose, and many others yet to be announced over at Anarchapulco.com. They'll have all kinds of different topics like entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. And I would add probably cryptocurrency. There was a lot of crypto talk going on last year as well. Anarchapulco.com, use code FTL. You get 15% off. This is the first year you're going to get to use a discount code for Free Talk Live. And you better do it soon because they're already halfway to sold out. And they've increased the amount of space that they have this year. So it's going to be at a really nice resort, same resort that it was at last year, on the beach in Acapulco. But they're moving into the larger room. Last year, this year, I guess, in 2018, they had a room that only held about 1,700 people. This time they're going up to about 3,000 or so. And they've already crossed the 1,500 ticket sale threshold. So halfway there.
Yeah, that was at the speed at which they're going. Yeah. I would say that more than halfway is a safe bet on everything.
Yeah,
and you need to move now
because you want to use your hotel room as well in the same hotel. So go to Anarchapulco.com, use code FTL like Free Talk Live, and get 15% off. And don't delay because, well, in this case, good things may not come to those who wait. You might be sold out if you wait too long. All right, so continuing here with the. Looks like the El Nuevo Herald reporting, although the story coming from the Finger Lakes Times, about Venezuela increasing the minimum salary to be paid to employees by 3,500% while also restricting prices, forcing businesses to sell at prices far below their costs, and that's resulted in business owners saying, well, that's it. Okay. Adios. Can't do this anymore. Store owners or managers, if they do increase their prices in response to the increased costs, because, again, they got to pay their employees more, so how do you get the money to do that? You increase your prices.
Well, that's the plan.
They can go to prison, according to the president of the National Council of Commerce.
So what socialists do is socialists vilify business people. They like to use the term corporations.
Evil business.
Fascists. A whole variety of terms that they trot out.
Greedy.
But the whole point here is Maduro has made an S show of his economy.
Putting it nicely. Yeah.
And I'm trying not to. I would like to use the strongest terms to describe the Venezuelan economy. And can you say the United States contributed through sanctions? You
sure,
can.
Sure, a little bit, yeah.
Yep, you can. But this is taking a small problem and turning it much, much larger. And the way they did it was, well, socialism. And so now what's he going to do? Well, there's only a few people to blame. The playbook has a few people to blame. United States, we must blame them. Well, there's that. You have to blame, internal agitators. Well, they certainly blame that. You have to blame business people. Well, we certainly blame that. I mean, I don't even know who it all is. But the list is relatively short. This is them setting up businesses to fail because business people can't sell their businesses now because Venezuela's economy is an S show and nobody can buy anything. So
no one sane would buy anything.
Now we're going to business person. Now we're going to restrict the amount that you can sell pricing at and raise the cost at which labor is going to be provided to you, making it impossible for you not to subsidize our economy or go out of business. We don't care if you go out of business because everybody's going out of business. The economy is an S show. But if you attempt to circumvent our rules, we will be able to put you on into a kangaroo court, and we will be able to indict capitalism rather than socialism, which is the real problem here. And then what will the socialists in the world do? They'll say, well, socialism couldn't fix all the problems of Venezuela. Venezuela had so many problems.
Oh, but it could have fixed it if only they could have just nationalized every company, Mark.
If only it was real socialism.
Yeah. Right. See, the fact that private businesses exist is the problem. We just need to have the government take over absolutely everything.
And then we'll have Star Trek.
And then everybody can just go to work because it's their obligation to society.
If the government takes over everything, then we'll have replicators and spaceships.
Right.
And
we could abolish money.
Technology. know.
We could abolish health money scarcity. And just have people go to work because they care about joining their community and helping
out. Government will provide the food with magic.
Yeah, people will go to work on a starship and take orders from some dude that's in charge for nothing. They won't. None of them will want to leave. It'll be really great. There won't be any labor disputes because there will be no shortage of anything. It'll just be domination. Everybody will be happy because we'll tell them to, or we'll zap their butt through the replicator.
Well, they don't have pills for that. You can just take a pill, and it'll make you happy.
Probably the truth, yeah. We're going to shoot you with the mind ray that makes you happy with our stupid economic fantasy.
Okay, so it gets worse, though. Because there's another...
By the way, the mind ray won't be created unless it's created by somebody in search of a prophet. Stop it. Star Trek is fiction.
So...
They specifically... Ray Bradbury was... Is it Ray Bradbury? That's right.
No.
That's the author.
Gene Roddenberry.
Gene Roddenberry. Gene Roddenberry was very specific about not including money in any of the scripts.
Mm.
There's no money until...
Wasn't he a commie or something?
Deep Space... Well, you watch the show and you tell me.
I don't want to.
I would call him an economic leftist.
So there's one more aspect here, another major aspect of this economic problem that they have down there that is basically forcing businesses to shutter. It would be bad enough to just raise the minimum wage by 3,500%, because that's going to push people out of business just... Because it's going to raise costs too much, they're just not going to be able to survive. But they're also prohibiting them from raising their prices, so you've got price controls. And the third aspect that we haven't mentioned in this conversation is the hyperinflation. So even if they hadn't raised the minimum wage, businesses are still constantly having an incentive to raise their prices because they have to because of hyperinflation.
Right.
Constantly, the government is adding more money to the money supply there in Venezuela. But at the same time, they're telling them, you can't raise your prices. We can increase the money supply to the point of ridiculousness. It's the most hyperinflated currency on the planet at the moment. It is incredibly debased. There's just no way you can stay in business with these three economic factors weighing in upon you.
You could choose to only do business in cryptocurrency, and I know that there are cryptocurrencies, including Dash, that are attempting to do business down there, but they'd probably come in and call that illegal, too.
Well, it's supposedly legal, but again, if you can't raise your prices...
You do your pricing in cryptocurrency. You don't even... transmit it to anything else.
All right, more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain. There's enough time for you if you dial now. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can follow us on social media like... we've got the new Mastodon account over at toot.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right to it. We're on the Liberdon server because Mastodon is decentralized, meaning that it is not subject to arbitrary whims of these centralized companies like Twitter or Facebook. Our friend Will Coley was banned from Facebook for 30 days yesterday.
For nothing.
And when I said to him, I said to him, hey, man, why don't you just not come back this time? You know, use the 30 days to just forget about Facebook and not bother coming back. But he was like, oh, no, it's been a while since they banned me, so he's going to come back. And there's a strong draw to these platforms. I know it feels like that's where people are, but all you have to do, hey, if you're in radio or if you, you know, have another platform on which you can, you know, promote ideas, promote the alternatives while you're still on the crappy big old centralized platform. Promote your posts on a platform like Mastodon. Go to Toot, T-O-O-T, toot.freetalklive.com. You can follow us.
The problem with that theory is that Facebook actually understands that and demotes posts.
Shadow bans those posts, basically.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. What can you do? Like I said before, build the alternatives. Don't just complain and try to have a government regulate Facebook the way you want them to be. Just create the way you want a thing to be. Create it separately. So anyway, we're talking about Venezuela, and there's a little bit more here from the story, specifically what it's like to actually be in business for the few that remain.
If you can call it business.
In Venezuela, Antonio Maria Delgado from the El Nuevo Herald reporting here. She interviewed a woman who is the president of the National Council of Commerce and Services. She says if store owners increase prices to deal with either hyperinflation or the new minimum wage that they recently increased by 3,500%, if you increase prices, you could end up in prison. She says, quote, we have inspections.
I can only imagine what Venezuelan prisons are like.
We have inspections, she says, and they force us to sell at last month's prices. Now, remember, one day to the next, they're experiencing brutal hyperinflation,
yeah, sure.
Let alone one week to the next or an entire month. You have to sell at last month's prices?
Which means that they're only they're attempting to price ahead, which is driving the symptoms of inflation
even higher, yeah. That takes money away from the business because of hyperinflation, she says, when you can't even sell at yesterday's prices because you lose money. And she said further, anyone who protests against these measures runs the risk of going to jail without the right to appeal, without the right to anything, simply because the official whose turn it was to inspect the store just felt like arresting you. He did it, and that's all, she said. Estimates by the legislative nationalists.
Yep, if the government doesn't keep these big businesses under control, who's going to, Ian?
This applies to all businesses, just so you know.
Oh, all businesses are big businesses when you're unemployed, dirty little socialist.
Well, I guess you could say the smallest business would be those who haven't asked the government for permission to do business, but that's illegal, too, right? To just sell without asking the government's permission to
sell. We'll throw them in jail, too.
Which is the only way you're going
to be able to. Business is bad. You can give things away. You can accept money from people. But you may not give things to people and accept money in exchange, because that's bad.
Estimates by the National Assembly show the country's inflation hit 200% in August alone, which means the currency, the bolivar, lost two-thirds of its value in 31 days.
The strong bolivar? Or the new...
They're not clear which one they're talking
about. This is the new super strong bolivar.
You're talking about the Bolivar Soberano, which is the what they call the sovereign bolivar.
Yeah.
So that's what's replacing
nothing
the
sovereign about that
so-called strong bolivar, which replaced the original bolivar.
Yeah.
So they're on version 3 in just 2 decades. In fact, one of our Twitch chatters,
if we were to give the numbers of the inflation from the bolivar
from the original bolivar, you would really see
the catastrophe that is Venezuela.
So about 4 out of 10 stores have not opened since Maduro announced the salary increase 2 weeks ago. And some of the stores...
4 out of 10.
Correct. Out of those that remained, remember? So the 10 that remained, whatever, because
yes.
People were already closing down prior to this. But 4 in 10 did not even open their doors as of these new rules. And some of the stores that did open are liquidating their merchandise and plan to close definitively once that's done. Economist Orlando Ochoa said the stores cannot survive the salary increase, especially because owners already had problems obtaining foreign currency to buy imports. He says, quote, the government sector has the monopoly on imports. The currency market is dysfunctional and there's hyperinflation. So if salaries are increased by decree and the commercial and industrial sectors cannot sell their products because of these problems, and on top of that, because of electricity blackouts, infrastructure problems, and the loss of qualified personnel, because they're leaving the country, leaving the country, then it's easy to understand that many people prefer to close.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
The decision.
This economy is done.
Right. And the point he makes here about, you have to get foreign currency to buy imports is accurate, because what crazed fool who's an importer or, somebody who's bringing products in or willing to bring a product in, you want to order a pallet full of toilet paper or whatever. If you're the toilet paper supplier, you're not going to take the bolivar. You'd be insane to do that because you can't do anything with it. No bank in the world is going to want to actually convert bolivar for you. Not even the Venezuelan banks will convert bolivar for you. You cannot go into a bank in Venezuela and hand them their own currency and get anything else in return for it.
Well, it's a good thing that Ocasio-Cortez is going to save us all here in the U.S.
The decision is much easier for small and medium-sized companies. Bigger companies risk losing equipment and other investments that could be seized by the government, the expert said. The problem becomes even worse because the economic collapse that the country is suffering is pummeling consumers and therefore sales, said Francisco Ibarra, director of the Econometrica company.
But wait, Maduro must have made this decision because the United States is waging an economic war against the...
That's what he wants you to believe.
Yeah, so it's clearly Maduro is making these decisions as the president of Venezuela because of the United States economic war. Clearly,
it's
somehow, the economic war is like a Trump mind control ray from a satellite that's causing a socialist, communist moron to make economic decisions that are not even those of the level of a child's level of understanding of economics. But, somehow that's an economic war by the United States. That's what the socialists would have you believe.
Don't give him any ideas about about, like, mind control rays, because that's probably what he'll start claiming soon. Ibarra said, quote, if you already have a demand that has been falling across all Venezuelan sectors, and you have this kind of increase in salary, and then you don't have any way of adding these costs to the prices, and you also don't have access to bank financing, and the company already was not generating significant profits, it's obvious then that that's what's happening, is the company is dying.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's it. It's over.
What else could possibly happen?
Well, don't ask, because we're probably going to find out.
Right.
In Venezuela. It's a nightmare there, and we've been following it here closely, because these things can happen where you are. You're comfortable where you are. I get it. We're living a pretty comfortable life in the United States. It seems like everything's just going to be fine.
There's
as far
plenty
as
of rich people for us to all steal
there's,
from.
There's that's, plenty you know, of that's cream how... to take off of the container of milk, right? Like, you can keep on scooping it. It's been there. Just keep on going after the cream. No problem. But, you know, what we can see is that the middle class has been dying over time. I guess that means that the ruling class...
That's because of capitalism.
Well, no, that's because
it's
rich
economic
rich people,
disparity between
rich people have always controlled the government, and you think you're going to use the government to go after rich people because you're a mupron. I mean, like, you just haven't figured it out yet. If you allow freedom, middle class will prosper. If you keep on tightening your little socialist claws into things, hoping
no,
you get a little bit more...
Wait, that's an incorrect statement. If you allow freedom... Everyone prosper.
Sure. Yeah, that's you'll be absolutely more likely true. To go to the middle class.
Let's talk to
I don't
David.
Think it is that way. I think it's just things get distributed.
I think you get hard work, it gets you to the middle class or the upper middle class, and luck gets you beyond it.
David, some final thoughts here for us from New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live on our Discord chats.
Well, Sarah promoted FTL on the local radio, but I got things I was going to talk about that have substance, but I'm going to protest call, and I'm not going to discuss any. I'll call back tomorrow and discuss them. Because you made a liar out of yourself, Ian. You said, if you hear us talking, that's because we got no callers. And it ain't a Saturday night, Ian. It's a Tuesday night. And I've been on hold for 30 minutes, and I got no time to say anything that's worth saying. So I ain't gonna even start. So I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, I forgot about you. Have a good night. More coming up here tomorrow.
It happens. It's unfortunate.
You can join us tomorrow online in the meantime.
Try calling any other national talk radio show and see how long you hold for it.
Well, but Ian does say that, and if Ian was holding him to make him, to just get a short period of time, Ian would have said that, because that's the kind of guy he is.
Yeah.
But he forgot him, and it's, I've forgotten people, too.
Well, beyond that, people who complain, I'm more likely to forget about. 855 453, that's our number for tomorrow. We're done for tonight. We'll see you online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge.
better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 233 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-33 to 350350.